Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
When I first heard about this product, I was so excited. And I first heard about it by listening to WGN Radio. It's called Cat Spot Litter. And Mr. Cat Spot is in the studio now because I thought, you know what? This sounds exciting. Because the number one reason why cats die in America are behavior problems, Jeff Limbaugh. And at the top of the list for behavior problems, inappropriate elimination. So if there's a product that can help in some way, boy, oh boy, it's a lifesaver, literally, and I'm all about it. So first off, welcome to WGN.
Howdy.
As he says, you might have the most recognizable voice in Chicago. Mayor of the city of Chicago walks down the street. People know what he looks like. They may not know what he sounds like. I think Chicagoans know what you sound like.
Now, howdy, folks.
That's the guy. So where did cat spot litter, the idea, come from?
Actually, you know, it's a pretty long story, but we actually have, you know, a coconut-based product that is was originated in some of our other products. The cat itself is the one that gave us the direction. We found that when we had the coconut product, it was out there in our storage facility. We had a cat come into the storage facility and started using it. One of my production managers.
So you weren't really thinking about this, using coconut as a cat litter, but the cat was thinking about it and was doing it, and you thought, okay, we're going to try this out. So tell me about cat spot litter. Is it only coconut?
It is 100% coconut. That's what the cat discovered first. That's what we ended up going with. We created and fine-tuned the raw coconut, and to basically it's a specialized formulation that we do with it, but it is 100% all organic, 100% all natural coconut.
So what preservatives are in there?
There is none. There's none. Not
at
all.
So lots of cat litters have all these scents, which incidentally, for the most part, they're marketing to people. Cats don't like these
right.
scents.
Yeah.
But they have them. What are in your litter? What have you added?
One of the beauties of this whole thing is that the coconut, if you think about it, the coconut is a sustainable fruit. It smells like nature.
It smells like coconut.
It smells like coconut.
But you didn't add something oil or something.
No. We actually went. When the cat discovered it, we started working with the cat. We figured out that the coconut was going to be able to control the ammonia smell. It's very, very absorbent. So we didn't have to add anything to it.
Now, this litter is very different. So clumping litter came about, and we were talking off the air, and you know, I think, more about the clumping litter story than I know. That's really the great news about clumping litter. It allowed people to bring their cats indoors only, which is overall more beneficial to cats. People realized way back when, in the 1950s and 60s, oh, wow, I think it was the 1960s, actually, that you probably even know the year, more or less.
Yeah, actually, in and around 68.
Yeah, oh, yeah, there you go, in and around 68. So circa 1968, that really was the time when it was a game changer for cats, because people realized, okay, litter really will work. It's this stuff called clumping litter.
Yeah.
Then manufacturers began to make boxes. They didn't even have litter. You probably know this. They didn't even have litter boxes. People were using steel pans and stuff, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it was actually just when they discovered that they could put the clumping, you know, agent in there, which is a bentonite clay, and it created the clumping value. So they was putting in wooden boxes. They was doing anything they could do with it because they want, like you said, they could bring the cat indoors. Now they could clump it, and then they was able to take the clump and throw it in the trash can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what happened with clumping litter. It continues to happen.
Sure.
Clumping litter is not a bad thing. Cats overall use the product. However, you said when you discovered this, this is better.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things is that when I sit here and say against a clay clumping cat litter, you know, the coconut has zero dust. It's very environmentally friendly, you know. One of the big added values of the cat spot litter is that it's biodegradable.
So I want to talk about those things. So the zero dust factor is important because, I mean, so some of these products say, well, we have no dust. And then if you're like me and you take, you open up the package and pour it in and you see the dust, you know, it's there, you know, and then the cat is licking his or her paws afterwards and you can't help but wonder in the back and your cat's in this little enclosed space, you know, and digging because cats do that. If they're happy with the litter, they'll dig in it very often. So, well, that creates some dust that has nowhere to go, you know, if you have a covered box. So that's an issue in of itself. It doesn't exist at all.
No. No.
Not with your litter.
No, no. We're talking about zero dust. You know, when you actually pour it out of the bag and put it into the litter box, there is no dust cloud, let's call it. You know, when the cat's in there doing his business, there is no dust cloud aroused. You know, so it has actually zero dust.
So I want to get back to the cat in a moment, but I also want to talk about us.
Right.
I mean, we're the people that buy the product. The cat doesn't.
Yeah.
And we care about the environment increasingly so. And one turn on to me, for me anyway, for Cat Spot is how environmentally friendly this really is.
Yeah. You know, when I sit here and I describe it to you and I say that it's all natural, it's 100% organic, you know, and then the word biodegradable, you know. Because even as you scoop out daily the clumps of, you know, the cat deposits, you're going to find that they go in the trash can, you know. And even when you're done with that, then you have to dispose of the remaining cat litter that's in there. With Cat Spot, it is environmentally friendly. It can be used as a soil amendment. It can be used in your flower bed. You can actually put it in your compost pile. And because it's 100% organic and it's 100% coconut, it works wonderful.
I like the way you say 100% coconut.
Well, you know, the thing about it is because if you go home and read your clay cat litter box, it says 99% dust free. That's not right.
Well, you know. I don't know where they get that from, because it may be 99%, but that percent that's there is dusty.
That
1%, I don't care what they say.
Yeah, so we categorize it as 100% dust-free, 100% organic. And, you know, with that, you're able to dispose of it what I call properly.
And it's a whole new kind of cat litter. And, you know, when you and I were talking off the air, I had to get my head around it myself because it's just different and new. And change can be hard for people, but change can also be the right thing. And when we come back, I want to talk about the cat litter. Yes, a conversation only on this show will you hear an entire conversation, an entire program pretty much about cat litter. But that's what I do.
That's good. That's good.
All right. He says I'm good, and we'll be right back.
Okay, we're back.
And that's Jeff Limbaugh, President and CEO of Cat Spot. How can people learn more about Cat Spot?
We actually have an online home delivery service. You can go to catspotlitter.com. You can look it up. You can read everything you need to know about it. And you can order our product online.
All right, so I want to talk about how this litter is different, and you have to think about cat litter a little differently. But you just mentioned something that is golden, you know, because the thing now is everyone shops via Amazon, right?
Sure. Oh,
you know, it seems. And I was just reading somewhere that there isn't a university, I don't think, in America that doesn't have an entire like space dedicated to Amazon lockers, because the students order things on Amazon every single day. So people like getting things delivered to their doorstep. You do that.
Yeah. With, like I said, with the catspotlitter.com website, you can actually go on there. We actually have a subscription base that once a month, or whatever it is, because what you're going to receive is you're going to receive a 30-day supply. Basically, the bag you're going to receive.
Does that depend on how many cats you have?
Yeah, as you'll see on our website, as you read the instructions, which is very important to read the instructions with a new product like we have. But with this, it'll be for one cat, one litter box for 1 month. And with that, you'll receive a 30-day supply. That 30 days will last you, depending on your cat's use in a normal-sized litter box. You know, you'll empty it about 3 times. And with that, by stirring it every day,
Okay, so that's where I want to stop you, because people are accustomed, me included, every day we hope every day, and people don't do it every day. And when they don't do it every day, from the cat's perspective, remember, the cat's sense of smell is so different and so much more incredibly attuned than our own sense of smell. From the cat's perspective, it's dirty if you just skip Tuesday scooping, you know?
Right.
I mean, and some cats will say, it's too dirty for me.
Well,
and
go
they'll
in
go
there.
And they'll go next to the box or they'll go somewhere else in the house. So this is a completely different thought process. You don't scoop in quite the same way. So I need for you to explain that.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's actually pretty simple. You know, once you put an inch and a half or 2 inches of the product in there, then what we actually recommend is stirring it very good every day. The coconut is very absorbent. It will actually absorb all of the ammonia. It does not clump. You're not going to remove it. You're just going to stir it in. Once it is all stirred in, then you just actually remove the solids out every day.
All right. So for the cat pee,
yep.
All you do, and good morning, friends.
Yeah.
all you do is just give it a stir once a day.
Yeah. You stir it up real good. Actually, my cat at home, Maggie, she stirs it real good for me. I assist my cat to do that.
Yeah, well, cats will naturally, that's what they do. So given the opportunity, you bring up a really important point. So given the opportunity, that's what cats will do. If they have a choice of anything, and studies have been done on feral cats, you know, community cats that are out there, what do they like using? And the finer the grain, the better. Sometimes it's soil.
Right.
At the end of the day, it's whatever they can use. But if they have a preference, if there's a beach nearby, they will use sand.
Right.
This is kind of like the same consistency.
Yeah. You know, it's a finely ground product, you know, and with that, it is very soft on their paws. You know, so when the cat gets in there where they're used to what I call tiptoeing around on the clay litters.
By the way, you say your cats tell us things.
Yeah.
So when people show me videos of their cats,
right.
And I get them, you know, as to why that cat is having accidents outside the litter box.
Yeah.
And I see the cat tiptoe around, as you just said, right there, the cat's saying, I don't love this.
I don't like it in here.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that we actually, you know, from the very beginning, we noticed is soft on their paws, you know, so that more or less imitates Mother Nature to them. You know, the coconut itself, it brings in a Mother Nature effect to them, you know, so they actually adapt to it very, very, you know, nicely.
So we're talking about the cat pee, but when they do number two, what do you do with that?
Actually, you know, again, as I referred to a while ago, the coconut's very absorbent. It's unbelievable at how it will extract the moisture out of the feces. And when it does that eliminates a lot of the smell. That's where the smell comes from, is the moisture. You know, so when the coconut absorbs it, then you're able to just remove it out every day. And, you know, with state and if all your state and local regulations allow it, between me and you, you can flush it down the commode, you know, and then you're not worrying about taking things to the landfill. You're not worrying about filling up, you know, everything like
that. And the reason why you can't do that with so many of the litters is that beside the log itself, there's litter that goes with it that's also going down the toilet, and that isn't good for our system.
Yeah.
Here, it's just literally the feces thing.
You know.
I think I can say that.
Yeah, I believe we're going to get by with that. But yeah, no, and you're absolutely right, because what the coconut does is it actually absorbs all the moisture out of it, and then when you bring it out with, you know, the scooper, that's what comes out, you know. And so if you want to dispose of it in your trash system, that's fine. Or if you want to put it down the toilet, it will work 100% fine.
I'll tell you, when I heard about this product and tried it myself, I thought, you know, geez, I've got to talk to this guy, just not only to meet you because of your voice and see who the man behind the voice is, but really what I'm interested in is the product.
Yep.
And this could be phenomenal for cats, and it's a game changer perhaps. Jeff Limbaugh, thank you very much. CatSpot, the website is
www.catspotlitter.com.
www, he says. CatSpotLitter.com. Thank you very much, Jeff.
Thank you.
Pets aren't like family. They are family. That's why the doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you need them. That's the whole thing. I mean, they're open 24/7. They are an emergency facility, but just not another. They were actually one of the first emergency facilities. I take that back. They were the first emergency facility in Chicago. But it's more than that. They have specialists in lots of different specialties. So what happens is your pet goes in, an emergency or not, and maybe there's a neurologist that needs to see your pet because your pet has had a seizure, but also your dog may have everything in your dog may have come out. So now an internal medicine specialist needs to see your dog too, because it's been happening for a while. Well, for human beings, you'd have to go from doctor to hospital. To get those appointments would take maybe months. Well, at MedVet Chicago, the whole idea is they're all there in one place, in one building, at one time, and you do not have to wait months ever to see anyone at MedVet Chicago. To learn more, check them out online at medvetforpets.com or call MedVet Chicago, 773-281-7110, 773-281-7110. MedVetForPets.com. It's been in the news, the Animal Welfare League of Chicago, an organization that means a lot personally. I'll be honest with you, for me and my wife, because one of our dogs is from the Animal Welfare League of Chicago. I wrote about Hazel, the dog who is from Animal Welfare League of Chicago, in a blog that I did. You could read it at stevedale.tv. I also wrote about this. The Animal Welfare League of Chicago, when you hear from enough credible sources, and they come in from all these different directions, unsolicited, at some point in time, you know what? I was with an organization where the board of directors paid no attention. And believe me, that organization suffered. I do not want to see that happen with the Animal Welfare League of Chicago. I mean, they suffer every day because they serve a community that no one else serves, and they don't have enough financial resources to do, I am certain, what they ideally would like to do. I understand that. Also, Chicago needs are an open intake facility, which means any dog, just about any dog or cat that appears at their door, they take in. There aren't enough of those in the Chicago area. And without Animal Welfare League, believe me, Animal Care and Control, also Anti-Cruelty Society, would be inundated. We need them. But we also need any organization to be humane. We need any organization to do what's right to the best of their ability and beyond for the animals. And with so many people, including veterinarians, other shelter directors, not to mention former employees, former volunteers, current volunteers, stand up and say, it's not right. It's up to you, board of directors, to at least open your minds a little bit and say, at least some of those folks, and there's documentation in some cases. This is not completely he said, she said. There's documentation to say, I want to read that documentation. I want to hear their stories, because maybe some of these stories are right. And most importantly, we need to do something about it. Dog Patch Pet and Feed in Naperville has everything you need to keep your pet happy and healthy. Interested in pet adoption? Well, Dog Patch has placed over 400 rescue dogs last year, and lots of cats too. Maybe not 400, but enough that matters, saves those animals' lives. Dog Patch Pet and Feed. You can check them out at dogpatchpets.com, on Facebook at Dog Patch Pets and Feed. You could visit them at East Ogden Avenue, 1100 East Ogden Avenue in Naperville. You can enjoy great savings in February all month on solid gold cat and dog foods. And you could join their frequent buyer program and buy 7 bags and get 1 for free. And you're talking to a guy who loves that word. I mean the word free. That is Dog Patch Pet and Feed, where you can meet your match and adopt a new best friend.